Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When it comes to the 2012 elections, there's good news and there's bad news. First, the good news. All the TV and radio ads have stopped. Actually, that's such good news that I should probably stop right there and let you savor the next 3 minutes in pure glorious silence. But I have more good news, and that deals with LR 120, the ballot measure requiring parental notification for a minor seeking or being taken for an abortion. Remember, not only did Governor Schweitzer veto this bill in the last legislative session, he ran a red-hot branding iron through it in flamboyant fashion while calling it absolutely crazy. What's crazy is the notion that a minor would be allowed to have invasive surgery without her parents' knowledge, and that's exactly the position that the voters took. Not only did the bill pass by over 70%, it did so after Planned Parenthood spent roughly $300,000 trying to defeat it. Our side spent roughly $450,000 promoting it, and the referendum wound up passing by 4 percentage points higher than our baseline poll taken before the advertising began. Groups like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU have already indicated that they'll challenge the law in court, but we're ready. Our team of attorneys is poised and ready to make the case that the will of 70% of the state's voters should not be overturned. If the court finds the law unconstitutional, then the Constitution needs to be amended, because the will of the people should not be held hostage by their own Constitution. Another possibility is that a clear reading of the minutes of the Constitutional Convention indicates that the law is perfectly constitutional, in which case a judge or two might need to be changed. Either way, the will of 70% of the people should not be undone by a single judge. The bottom line is that the government has placed itself squarely between parents and their children and is preventing parents from protecting their children. The people of the state recognized the problem and took steps to correct it, and their will should be allowed to stand. As I said at the beginning, there was good news and bad news. The bad news is that we lost some important statewide races and some solid conservative legislators. Montana Family Foundation was involved in 21 legislative and statewide races. We lost 6 and won 15. And while we're happy that 3/4 of our candidates won, the loss of some pro-family stalwarts in the House of Representatives made for a bittersweet election night. Although the election was only 4 days ago, we've already shifted gears and are looking forward to the legislative session. Winter caucuses begin next week, and that's when the legislative leadership for the upcoming session is chosen. After that, it's full steam ahead toward the start of the session on January 6th. We'll be there for the full 4 months, keeping you up to date on bills that will affect you and your family, and we hope you'll join us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.